Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Tet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Here we'll go to a new topic. When a person borrows money from his friend, he has a certain term to pay him back. If he does not pay him back within that term, then the lender is allowed to take a security for the loan. That means he could hold on to an object of his friend until the loan is paid back. Once the loan is paid back, the person who the security was taken from could take back his object. He will talk about the halachot that come with this law. Hamalved havero lo yimashchenenu ela bebedin. If somebody lends his friend money and then the loan is due, the borrower didn't repay it. So now the lender's allowed to take a security. He's only allowed to take the security, says the Mishnah, with the approval of the Bet Din. It can't be the lender on his own goes out and takes an object to borrow. He has to have the Bet Din agent do it for him. And then when the agent of the Bet Din is going in to the borrower's house to take the security, piece of property as security, he's not allowed to go into his house and violate the sanctity of that man's home. Rather, he has to wait outside for the object to be brought out to him, like the Pasuk says, Shine'emar b'chutz ta'amor. It says he has to stand outside. The Torah also tells us that when a person takes a security, takes something in order to ensure that he gets his money at some point in time, he has to return that object when it's actually being used by the borrower. Let's say, for example, you took somebody's pillow as a security deposit. When he needs it, when he goes back home and he's sleeping at night, you give it back to him for that time and you collect it in the morning. Hayulo shene kelim, if a person has two utensils and the lender took both of them as a security deposit, and the borrower needed one of them during the daytime, one of them during the nighttime. The lender takes one and leaves the other with the borrower, depending on the time. For example, let's say he borrowed a pillow and a plow. He returns the pillow to the borrower every single night so he could sleep. And then in the morning, he takes it back. And with a plow, he has to make a living, he has to work. So he gives the man back his plow every single day, and then he takes it back at night. V'imet enu mahazir liyoshav. But if the borrower dies, and his heirs inherit all of his possessions, the lender would not have to return the security deposit to those heirs, because the obligation to return it only applies to the borrower himself. When his needs are there, then the lender would have to give him back the security deposit, but that does not apply to the heirs. According to this Tana, as long as the borrower is alive, the lender has to continue to give him back the security every single day, as long as the borrower needs it, until he pays his loan. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, af la'atzmo eno hazir ela ad shiloshim yom, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he disagrees. He says, even when the lender has to return the security to the borrower himself, he only has to return it for the first 30 days. But if 30 days passed, so just to go back, the term of when he was supposed to pay back that loan has expired. He missed the term. Now he takes the security. And now another 30 days pass, and he keeps giving him back the security in order to allow him to continue with his daily functions. But now those 30 days are over. So says Rashbag, from those 30 days and on, he could sell the security in Bet Din and keep the money as payment for the loan. Once this time hits, he could keep the money. Another Isur that talks about taking the security. Almana, ben shehi aniya, ben shehi ashira. And mimashchenin ota. We're talking about a widow. If a widow, it doesn't matter if she's poor, it doesn't matter if she's rich, we do not take a security from her. Shene'emar, velo tahbol begid almana. You're not allowed to take the clothing of a widow as security. It's really talking about any object. You see the Torah's sensitivity to the yatom va'almana, to the orphan and the widow. The Torah also forbids us from taking an object that is used to prepare food. You're not allowed to take a millstone, for example. Ha'hovel et ha'rehayim over belot ha'asef. Somebody takes a mill that's used to prepare food as a security deposit, violates a lo ta'aseh, a negative prohibition. Ve'hayav mishum shene kelim, and he's liable for two transgressions, because a mill has two different utensils connected to it. So it's like two different items that he took that he wasn't allowed to take. It has a bottom stone and a top stone where they're you grind them together, you move them together, and it grinds the grain under it, crushes it into flour. Shene emad, like the pasuk says, lo yahabol rehayim varachiv. You're not allowed to take the lower part of the millstone and the upper part of the millstone as security. Here we see the Torah mentioning both stones separately. So therefore, each one is considered to be a separate isur. The Torah only tells us this law when it comes to millstones, but the same halakha applies to all different items. Velo rehayim varechev bilvad amru. When the Torah told us this prohibition, it didn't only forbid us from taking the lower and the upper millstone, ela kol davar she'osin bo ochel nefesh. Rather, any item that's used to prepare food, like a pot, is not allowed to be taken as a security. Shne'emar ki nefesh hu hovel, because the pasuk tells us he's taking a life as security. With this line, this pasuk, it's telling us that the reason a person's not allowed to take a millstone is because you're taking something that's used to sustain a person's life. He prepares his food, he takes care of his family like that. So therefore, it would be equally forbidden to take anything else that is used to prepare food that provides life to a person.